bomb craters, destruction, and the obliterated remains of people's lives. The closer you get to the new Eastern Front, the more dead Russian soldiers you find. The volleys of shells and rockets crash back and forth. The belongings of Russian soldiers litter the road. From where they were dug in just a couple of days ago, the Ukrainian army now shell them in the town of Kramina, where they fled.
It's been terrible. There's been no life. Our neighbours left and the Russian soldiers took over their houses. But when they left, they were running, panicking on the street.
Russian military uniforms in abandoned homes the soldiers commandeered, now empty by the detritus they left behind. The surrounding forests have been pulverised by exploding shells. Tanks, APCs, and all manner of burnt-out vehicles line the road. Ukrainian rocket launchers move to positions ahead.
We were sitting in our basement for 3 to 4 days just surviving. There was so much shelling, and then they fled into the forests.
We cross the partly destroyed bridge, which is near collapse. The smashed school bus is empty, bar two dead Russian soldiers hanging at its sides. The buzz of swarming flies is the only sound bar the terrifying explosions of battle. An elderly woman appears at her gate. She describes the Russian retreat. They were moving everywhere, driving on the road, lots of vehicles, but I'm afraid to speak about it, she says. She doesn't even flinch when a shell explodes close by. When the Russians gave us humanitarian aid, she continues, there were about 700 of us, but many left for the Russian side just before the Ukrainian army liberated the village. We slowly move up the road, careful to avoid the unexploded bombs and shrapnel that has ripped through more vehicles and bodies on the hill. A barrage of incoming shells land close by.
There's been intense shelling here in the last few minutes. There's a few soldiers behind me that are running towards us. Village after village has been completely destroyed in this area as Ukrainian forces push forward along this road towards the town of Kramina.
We can hear a drone overhead.
Go, go, go.
Go now if you don't want your cars destroyed, shout the terrified Ukrainian soldiers as they run by. Charles Stratford, Al Jazeera, Torske, Eastern Ukraine.